We are in Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. We had learned in Daf Lamed Beis Amed Aleph that Ula holds that Mamayne Mishalim Milke Leilaki, and we were searching for a Mekayer of Ula Shite. Where did he see that there's such a cloud that if you have Malkis and Momin, that the Momin patters the Malkis. We had wanted to make a Ma'atzad from Chayvul Bechaveirei Neidim Zaymimim, but the Gemara says that Ken Yesh Bem Tzad Chomo, or Yesh Bem Tzad Kal, so you can't learn out from a Ma'atzad. So the Gemara says on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Elo Ulo, Tachas, Tachas Goma. Ula does not learn out from Mamatzin or Ma'atzad. He learns from Exeris Shove. See, Hocho by Knas, it says Tachas Asha'ino. See, Hosom, and it says by Chayvul, where there the Aloha is that Mamoine Mishalim Milke Loiloki. Ayin, Tachas Ayin. Is Ma'hosom, just like by Chayvul, Momayne Mishalim Milke Loiloki, Avkol Heicha De'ika, Momayne Umalkis, whenever there's Momayne Malkis, Momayne Mishalim Milke Loiloki. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Tachas Tachas Goma, Ugzeri Shove Mufnehi, Ulameidim Ve'ein Meshivin. I just would want to start the Taisvis Elo Ula. Taisvis goes later into Sugya further, which we did not learn yet, but just the beginning of Taisvis is Negeya to us. Elo Ula Tachas, Tachas Goma. So Taisvis says, Motzinu Lameima, Lefi Maskonezu. We could say, according to this Maskone, the Leikoma Ula the Mamoine Mishalem, V'loi loki, elo bahanu tlas, the goli bukra. That it could very well be that Ula Lemaisa does not hold b'chola teire kule. The aloha is that, momoine mishalem milke loi loki. No, only by knas. By knas he holds that momoine mishalem milke loi loki. That's what Taisvis wants to say. L'chayre the Loshon HaGemara, I don't understand too well. The Loshon HaGemara is, Ma'hosom Mamayne Mishalem Milke Leiloki Af Kol Heicha De'ika Mamayne Malkis. The Loshon HaGemara does not seem like Taisvis. Kaponim Beisach Nisht, how Taisvis learned the Gemara, but Taisus is Metzadah, the later Taisus Daf Lamed Gimel also wants to say this, that it could very well be that the whole Din of Ula is only by Knas, not all over. See, Rashi says, Klorim the Sugya, that Ula holds all over, Mamayne Mishalim Milke Leiloki. Let us go further. So, Bekitzel, we have here Shitas Ule, that Ula holds Mamayne Mishalem Milke Leiloki. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Afilu Teima Achay Seinare. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishneh in Elohein Aloikin, that says that is Malkis by Achay Sei, Afilu Teima Achay Seinare. It could be speaking about Achay Seinare. Achoisoi, that is Knas. Ah, if there's Knas, so why do you get Malkis? Kanshe Isru boy. It's speaking about that they gave Hasro. And when there's Malkis, there's no moment. In our Mishneh that says, Ve'elu Nares Sheyeshlam Knas, Kanshe Loi Isru boy. Alme kasova Rab Yechanin holds, kol heicha de ike momen u malkis va asrubei, If there's Momin and Malkis va'asru bay, so then the halacha is milke loki, mamayne elay mishalim, batshitas Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, the Mishnah in Malkis is speaking about definitely with asru, elay naloikin. So mamayle, the knas will not be mafkiya the chi of Malkis, fakert. The Malkis patels the chi of knas. And our Mishnah is speaking about that there's no Malkis, lo yasru bei. So memele, if there's no Malkis, chayvim Malkis shoygigim are not potter mitashlumi. Zogti gemore min no leile Rabbi Yochanan ho. How does Rabbi Yochanan know this halacha that Malkis patels momen? So the gemore answers, so omakro kedei rishosai. Mishum risha achas ato mechaivoi, viato mechaivoi, mishum shtei rishois. There are not two chiyuvim on a person. Samach lei aboi miakenu. And the posik seems to tell us which risha you mechaiv. Aboi miakenu. There's the parsha of Malkis, and it says, bechdei rishosai, that when you give Malkis, you don't give another einish. So if that is the klal that Malkis patels for Momen, so Reichoivel Bechaveiroi dike Momen o Malkis, and there the loch is Momen Mishalem Milke Loiloki. So how does this stim with Rabbi Yochanan? Maybe we'll say Chayvul is speaking about there wasn't Asro. So then, this moment. That's not true. Rabbi Yochanan says, if a person hits someone else, Hako she'ein bo shove pute, like it. So you get Malkis. Is heichidomi. Idolei asribei. If there was no hasro on this hako, am I like it? Elopshite, the asribei. So we have to say, there was asro. Vitaime, the less by shove prute. He says, hako she ain bo shove prute, then it's like it. Ho is bo shove prute. But if there would be a shove prute, then the loch would be mamayne mishalim. Milke loiloki. So we see klar that the Seder is not the way Rabbi Yochanan says, Momen patas Malkis. Not Malkis patas Momen. So the Gemara answers, Kida Oma Rabbi Eloi. Beferish ribsa teire edem zoimimim letashlumim. Rabbi Eloi said on a Mishnah in Malkis that I have a beferish ribui. That by the mzoimimim, the momen patas the malkis. So the same way, ochinami befeirish ribsa teire, chayvul bechaveiroi letashlumim, chayvul bechaveiroi. There's also a befeirish ribui that yechayiv betashlumim. Before we see the Gemara further, I'd like to say over a beautiful ha'ore that the G'daylei Achroinem HaMa'orer, the Truma Sakrid, the Minchas Chinuch, Abba Keveiger, the Aflo. There's a Shekelcha problem here. The Gemara says that even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that bilke loki mamayin aloy mishalim, but by chayvul b'chaveiroi, it's different. There they say there is mamayin mishalim milke loy loki. So lechayre, now, what did Rabbi Yochanan do with the Mishnah in Malkis? So Rabbi Yochanan had no problem with the Mishnah in Malkis. Elu hein aloikim. It's speaking about that they were masre. There's Malkis. So if there's Malkis, there's no knas. But there's Baishas of Gam also. this boishes of gam. Now boishes of gam, that's chayvul bechaveiroi. And chayvul bechaveiroi, we have a klal that mamayna mishalem milke loyloki. So therefore, the chiyuv of boishes upagam should pater the malkis, and then you should pay knas also. I go, if there's no malkis, you'll pay knas also. But al koponim, the Mishnah is shver. The Mishnah says eilu heina loikin. Rabbi Yochanan took care of the Mishnah without batting an eyelash. The Mishnah is speaking about that he was masre. But that doesn't help the situation. I feel like you was masre. If the only problem would be the knas, so if I can't, so he holds malkis pater's knas. So the knas is not, does not pater the chi of malkis. But Rabbi Yochanan just said that by chayvul b'chaveiroi, there the seder is fakert. So boishes of pagab, which is chayvul b'chaveiroi, that is a chi of nezik, pagam is nezik, boishes is boishes, the yevtar, we have a whole bunch of, we have agavuch, the minchas chinuch says that the din of chayvul b'chaveiroi is lav dafki nezik, all hay dvorim pater for malkis. Rashi says the late in Daf Lamed Gimel also, that the hay dvorim of chayvul b'chaveiroi pater for malkis. So what's the Tara? How did he take care of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Eilahina loikim asrabay. That doesn't help the situation. This Baishis, Pagam, the Tsar. I mean, what happened over here? There's one Teretz of the Beishaki wants to say a Teretz, a Shvera Teretz, but, Versteitzach, I mean, speaking about a Shaita, that there's no boishes, and there's no pagam, and it'll be a mafute. But it could be a nara, it doesn't have to be a yisayme, it could be, that means that all Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that Ula had a problem with the knas of nara. Therefore, he doesn't speaking about a boigris or a yisayme mafute. The knas is not a problem. The knas is the knas. All he's coming to say, the knas is not a problem because the knas won't part of the malchus. Here could be there's other problems. The Feshteitzach will have to make sure that the other problems don't exist. That there's no pagam, there's no boishes, there's no tzar, it's a mafute. That's one teretz. It's a little difficult teretz. I mean, the Gemara should have elaborated and told us that, just like before, the Gemara asked Anuli, he says, speaking about a boigris. So the Gemara says, so boigris is a trufe, but what's with boishes, what's with gam? I mean, the Gemara, analyzed the teretz. There's a beautiful teretz. A beautiful, debatable teretz that the Truma Sakri wants to say, and Taflodman want to say, a Moiridike teretz, which is very gishmak in Yesod. We had a shayla, if Momen is Mochomo, we had a shayla on Lamed Beis and Lamed Aleph, is Momen Mochomo, is Malkis Mochomo, the Gemara, there were two Tzadim in the Gemara. So, the Achreinim want to say, the Truma Sakri, the Aflo wants to say as follows. If we will assume for 1 minute that Momen is killed, we'll say Rabbi Yochanan knows Momen is killed. I mean, the Gemara never was Machia this, the Gemara didn't know an Ula. But if we will assume that Rabbi Yochanan knows Momen is killed, So then we have a whole different Gemara. We have no problems whatsoever. What's pshat? We ask the kasha, he says, Rabbi Yochanan holds all the time, milke loki, momoy nalai mishalem. That's it. Forget, you don't give the momen is kill. Forget, it's mistava like that. Zamerde kevot I saw in Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch Tainis, if Rabbi Yochanan would hold that Malkis is killed, killed that mammon, so why did he give Malkus? Iskuri Yiska. It doesn't make sense. Tysus had asked the Kasha the other way. Tysus asked, if mammon is killed, according to Ula, why do you give mammon? So Tysus says, Mishim Chasoran de Nechbal. Good, very good. It's Lagabi the Chayvel, it's kill. He's getting away with money, but the Torah said he can get away with money. Both you can't have. So you give money that the Nechbal shouldn't have a Chasor. So we could say that mammon is kill. And it's not Isguri Miska. He's not Fadinin because the Torah was Machia. You should give the Einu Shekal in order that the Nechbal should not have a Chasor. Fine. So in Ula we can understand that Mamayna is kill and you give him the kill. Rabbi Yochanan holds Mammon and Malkus, you give Malkus all the time. Now, so let's think for 1 minute. Which is kill? If you'll say Malkus is kill, so then we have a murder kekashi, Skuri Miska, so what's that? He gets away with Malkus. So what kind of a yosher is that? So Mistaver is that Rabbi Yochanan holds Mammon is kill. And Fakert, so you give him Malkus. That's Rabbi Yochanan holds. It's a very geschmack. Mammon is kill, so you give Malkus all the time. I have here Agzeiris HaKosov by Chayvul B'Chaveiroi that you pay Mammon. So it could be. So why here do you give the Einish HaKal? All over, you don't give the Einish HaKal. Here you give the Einish HaKal. So it could be because the Aveir is also Kal. Like the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's Utah Mikloli Eitzel Bezden. Like Yosef is a Gringa Aveir. So Memele, so that's why the Torah, it's by Gringa Aveir. So here the Torah was Mekel. The Torah said that could have the good, we'll take into consideration already the chesaron of the nerbal, but al koponim, since the aveira alone is a gringa aveira, so memele, so here we say that you pay the heidvar and you don't give the malchus of lo yosef. Fine. Im kainem anachnu, so we have now beautiful teretz. So that is dafke, if the only love we have in front of us is lo yosef, so we say, legabi lo yosef, we were mekel, and he can have the einish hakal of mammon. The mishnah in elein aloikin, we have another love in front of us, we have a love of we're speaking about Chomadik Averis over there. Chomadik Averis. Now we ask, but there's Boishas Abkam also. There's Boishas Abkam. So sure there's Boishas Abkam. But when was the Torah Mechadish that Boishas Abkam you give the Einish HaKal if the only love is Lo Yosef? If there's only a Lo Yosef involved, which is a Avero Kala, which is a Lav, Sehutcha Mikloloi, then the Torah said that you give the Einish HaKal, you can get away with a moment. But the Mishnah Neil and Aloikin, we're speaking about other Lavin, we're speaking about Ernst Lavin over there, we're speaking about Achaysi, or we're speaking about Arayas, we're speaking about Averis that are not Huto Mikloloi. An Averis that's not Huto Mikloloi. Then please, I don't have a Gilu Yakro that you give him an Einish HaKal. Then you give him the Einish HaChomo. So this is a beautiful teretz. We asked the Kasha, what did Rabbi Yochanan do with the Mishnah, the Mishnah says Eilu Heina Loikin, and he says it's speaking about a Nara and this Knas, but Asra by Milka Lokim and Meina Le Mishalom. So we asked Abba Rabbi Yochanan and this Baishes of Gam also, and by Baishes of Kam Venahapachu, they say this Meina Mishalom Milka Loiloki. So what's the Teretz of Asra by? So the Teretz on this Kash is Rabbi Yochanan only said that Mamayna Mishala Milka Laylaki, if there's only the love of La Yosef, if there's a love of, there's a more Chomadika love, there's a love of Achisishtai, Achaisai, then Zicha, we don't say that you give him the Oyne Shakal, you give him Momen. Then is Milka Laki Mamayna Lay Mishalim. So Mamayla, Rabbi Yochanan said with a straight face, without any problems whatsoever, the Mishnah Eilin Aloikin is speaking about Asrabai, and if it's Asrabai, forget about it. He gets Malkus, and that's it. There's no Baishas, there's no Pgam, and there's no Kdas. Milka Loki, Mamayna Loi Mishalom. The problem is, the Shitas HaRambam is that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rambam says that a choyvul b'chaveire b'yoyim ha-kippurim. So the Rambam says, Mamayne mishalem milke loyloki. So we see that the Rambam holds that, not, he doesn't hold of the shtik, teire. He holds that by choyvul it will pater all lavin. Not only the love of loyoyset. A choyvul b'chaveire b'yoyim ha-kippurim, he doesn't get malchus, he says, he pays. He doesn't get Malkus. It patters the Malkus of Yom Kippur. It patters the Malkus of Yontif. That's what the Rambam holds. So then we have a problem. Then we have a problem, which the Chayinim ask, and there's one Mahalach not to go into the Oymek HaDvorim, but the Beis Yaakov himself wants to demand such a Svarit. Could be the Boishes Apgam of Bile does not have the same category of Hei Dvorim by Chavola. By Chavola, we have a posik beferish Rimshot Teire l'tashlumim. Rabbi Loi says by Chayvul b'chaveiroi, there's a locha of Chayvul b'chaveiroi, there's a locha that b'moyne mishalem milke loiloki. That's the locha by Chayvul. There's a chiyav of Boishes b'gam by Ma'anis. That does not have the same guidelines of Chayvul, in Baishas of Pagam is like Knas. That, so if the din is that it's Milka Loki, Mamoinele, Misham, you don't pay Knas, you don't pay Baishas of Pagam also. There's such a Mahalach also, some a Mele. So these are three Mahalchim, how to fa'emphor this Moiradike Kasha. Either the Mishnah speaking about is no Baishas of Pagam, speaking about a Shaita, a mafute, or the Mishnah is speaking about or since the Mishnah is speaking about Averis Chamurais, Lavan Chamurim, so there we don't have a Gilui that the Momen patters the Lav. Here we say Vaita Milka Loki Momen Eloi Mishalim, or Boishes Upagam does not have the same guidelines as Hei Dvorim. Boishes Abgam of Bila is a different Dover HaMechuyiv. And here, this is the same Klolim of Knas. And just like by Knas, we say Milka Lokim Amoinulay Mishalim Hu Adin by Boishes Abgam. Let us see Rashi. Afilu Taima Ahidemakis Bachoisay Nare. And it's speaking about that they were masre, the ika momenu malkus, vashmina daloki beloi mishalom. Umas nisen diksubis, our mishna velonals, bishaloi hisruboy, the leke malkus. Vesomach leya boim yakenu, deichedikish teirishia is ni ebed bei hako, beferish ripse lekame meforish heiche. Now, let us see the Gemara further. So the Gemara had answered that the Chayvul Neidim Zaymimim, we have a beferish ribui that we don't say milke loki mamayna le mishalm. Now we say faket mamayna mishalm milke le loki. Veheiche itmer de Rabbi Elot. Where did we see Rabbi Elot shtikteire? Aho. Meidim onu es ish ploini shechayv lechaveroi mosayim zuz. So Mishne Malkis, that Eidim Zoymimim said, that this Reuven is chayv mosayim zuz, v'nim tso Zoymimim. Is the Tanakama Rab Meir holds loikin u'mishalmin. He's loikin u'mishalmin, and he gives a reason, shloi Hashem ha-meivion l'dei makis, meivion l'dei tashlumim, divrei Rab Meir. We'll see exactly what this means in Rashi and Taisus, Abul Kaponim, that they have two different psukim. There's a Laisane for Malkis, there's a Kasher Zomam for Momen. So you do both. Bechachomim Aimrim Kol HaMishalim Einei Leike. No. You only pay Masayim Zuz, there's no Malkis. So the Gemara asks, V'neimo Kol HaLeike Einei Mishalim. Let's say the other way around. You hold Kederi Shosai, you don't get both. So, let's say, Kol Aloikeinem Mishalem, Omer Rabbi Loi, Beferish, Ripsetoire, Eidem Zoymemim, Letashlumim. There's another Neposik. Heichen Ripsetoire, Mechdei Ksi Vasisam Loi, Kashezomam Lasis Lohachit, Yad B'Yad Lomoli, Dover Hanitein, Miyad L'Yad, Umayniu Momen. We'll see clearer in Taisus exactly how this drasha goes. Chayvul b'chaveiroi nami. How do we know chayvul b'chaveiroi? Just like Rabbi Elot said, that by Eidim Zaymimim, the din is that b'feirish ribsotayre, letashlumim, chayvul b'chaveiroi, also there's a b'feirish ribui. Mechdei ksif, it says by chayvul kasha osa ken yeyosa loim, Kein yinosen boi lomli. Then it says a second posik, Kein yinosen boi. Kashi yitein mum ba'odom, Kein yinosen boi. So why do I need this posik? Dovo sheyesh boi nesino, umayni umomen. So memele, so we have here beferish psukim, that by edim zaymimim, and chayvel, there's a din tashlumim, and no malkis. Let us see Rashi. Shaloi Hashem ha-mevi'oi lidei makis. Eisiz Rameir is explaining why is there malkis and tashlumin. Ha-mikro ha-mevi'oi lidei malkis, einai mevi'oi litashlumin. The posik that he gets malkis is not the same posik that's mechayvim tashlumin. Malkis miloisane, Tashlumim mikasha zoma. V'kiven d'shnei shemai sayim, the two different shemes, the two different lavim, chayiv al shnei. Kol aloike einei mishalim. So the Gemara says, neime kol aloike mishalim, nidayni b'malka. Why did Chachamim say he pays masayim zuz? Nidayni b'malka. Smaishna momen d'pshitalu. Mora says with Rabbi Loi, it says, Yad b'yad, the Samach Leli, Soches ein chonefesh b'nefesh, Yad b'yad. That's what it says, Sadova nit miyad liyad, Ken yinosein, Kasha yitein mum ba'odom. Now let us see Taisvis. Shaloi Hashem ha-mevi'oi lidei malkis, mevi'oi lidei tashlumin. Perish bekunteres. Mishum de momen umalkis osu mitrei kroi. Because momen and malkis, the two different psukim. Malkis miloisane, umomen mivasisam loi kasher zomam. So the two different psukim, some emele. That is why you do both. That's chameyes svore. Since the two different psukim, that's why you give them both onshin. Because the koshkein the havik sivi bechatko, if it would have said in one posik the lav and the einish, sheyulke v'yishalim, Shoyaloike Mishalim. What is the maila of two psukim? Now, lechayre Taisvis means to say like this. Two psukim, the taich of two psukim is a kugel. That means like this. You have a lav loisane. I have a posik vasisim loikasha zoma. Now, they both came together. Now, let's just be ehrlich. Be'emesin loisane is not necessarily a lav l'gabi hazome. There's a gemara in Bobekame. The gemara says, Bohorg beraglov. That means Edom said that Reuven killed Shimon. Not Mazim them. They said Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon comes back lebedekei. So you see klal that the Edom said Edom sheker. The waiver the lav of leshan b'riach eichoker. There's no hazome. They were there. They said a sheker finished. The waiver leshan. So there's a shalom the gemara. Do you get malchus as halav and itmazoras Mrs. Bezna? But al kaponim the lav of leshan is not a lav that's meyuchad lazome. It's a lav. It's a lav of Eidah Sheker. So that's one lav. Now I have, there's a din by hazome. There's a din, vasisab laikashe zoma. Now I have a kugel. That means that these two in yonim combined. I have vasisam loy. I have, laisane. So Rameya says, because it is a kugel, that means because these are two different in yonim, that is why we'll give both. So Taisus says, the svarah chitzain is vakel. That means if the Torah would say on this inyan, this malchus and moment, so there the Torah said this malchus and moment. Vakel, when the two different in yonim, they came together, maybe there's a svarah to say, one shekel, that's a dinkim lebe the rabbinate. I mean, this isn't a svar, you mechuyev because it's a kugel, because they're two separate inyonim. It would be one inyon faked etzichem estava, like Moitzi Shemra. It says, v'yisro ha'isoy v'onshu ha'isoy me'yakesem. So it says, Moitzi Shemra, there's einish malkis, einish moment. I mean, so me'mele, why did Ramey have to say, because they're two different, he's giving a reason. Why, Taisa says, the svar is faked. That's Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. The Megillah Shleimer wants to answer Rashi. Taisvis wants to say a different teretz on Rashi, but let the Megillah Shleimer wants to answer Rashi that Rashi meant to say like this. Faket Rashi means because they're two different lavin. Faket he says Leisane is he says a meidik echidish the Megillah Shleimer, but. Leisane bereyache eid sheker is an avere ben odom lashamayim. Not because I wanted to do bad to him. He says, Achidish, I feel like I was made toiv on him. Sheker, you also have a leisane. Leisane is a love of sheker. Saying eid sheker, this is a ben odom lamokim dekelav. He said sheker. Kashizomam. That's the... That's a bin odom lechaveira. Zomam las islochiv. So we'll show you what happens. Zomam las islochiv. You have to pay with zomam las islochiv. Then you get both. He says, but what if it would say in the Torah, if the lav would be the same inyan, it wouldn't be a kugel. It would be one inyan. The Torah would say, you're not allowed to be a zomim. And if you are zomam, so if the lav would be, you're not allowed to be a zoymim, and the oynish is, this is what happens, so this is a azore, so this is the oynish for that azore. So then you only get, then there wouldn't be malchus. If it would be one inyan, not as b'chdei rishos, they said, the Torah is telling you, this is the oynish for the azore. You shouldn't be a zaymim, and if you'll be a zaymim, you'll have a sisum like kashazom alas is lochim. So the Torah is telling you, for this love, this is the oynish. So you wouldn't get malchus. Oh, but since it's two different things, so not kashazomim is an oynish and loisane, it's loisane could be a filu by edis letoy.
Rav Meir doesn't hold of Kedei Rishosei, that's Tamazoi. So, but Rav Meir says, so, if you'll have a lav, which the lav be'etzim should be Mechayev Malkus, and you have an Oynish which should be Mechayev Mum, so then you'll pay both. But if the lav and the Oynish would be Mekusha one with the others, I would say this is the Oynish for the lav, and you wouldn't get Malkus. That's what the Torah is saying. You shouldn't be an Eid Zaymim, and if you're a Zaymim, Vasisim Loi, so this is the Oynish. The Torah is telling you this is the einish for the love of the not being a Neid Zaymim. That's how the Meginish Lamad Sefam Farash. But let us see. Umi Yushemo yesh leforish leperish akuntris mishum demomen umalkis osi mitreikroi that there's such a svara. Since there are two distinct psukim, ein lono levatel posuk echad legamri lekayim ha'acher. That means Rav Meir is speaking about kedei rishosei. That means he was scared of the kedei rishosei. Nervous. No, he says, if you have two different psukim, so then there's a svar, you shouldn't say kedei rishosei. I mean, machozes, you have a loishane, you have a vasisam. So why should you should be matre one bifnei Hashem? You have to be mekayim both psukim. Avum hoyu boim shneim vasisam loikasher zomam. This is what Rami Meir means to say. Kigoyim sheido alecha chaytzi shemral ishtoi. If that's what he means to say. That lo yitzuye dechayiv malkis and momen. Let's say they said someone was a meitzi shemra. So because of this, dechayiv momen and malkis. The boyin lechayvoy momen and malkis ain't liking the mishalmi. Then I'm made. Ain't liking the mishalmi. That means Rav Meir says, when am I chaylik with you? And I say you don't say kedei rishosai by momen and malkis. That is dafke if there are two distinct psukim. So there we have this one is mochoshev. You have two distinct psukim. You can't be matcha one posuk, nay another posuk. So then the din is you have to give malchus because of this posuk. You have to give mom because of this posuk. But if you'd be mechuyev mom and malchus because of one posuk, that means the Edim Zaymimim said that Yena is, Edim Zaymimim said that Yena was a Meitzi Shemra, so it's mutal on them to Chiyuvim. And then I could hear, so you give them the Chomo, then I'll agree to you. I mean, good, there's a, you're not being Matra one Pasuk, I'll be Mekayim and Mitzvah Kashas, I'll be kidding, there's a cloud of Kim Leib der Rav Minei. That's how Tosfos wanted to explain Rashi. They nirilari. I don't hold this logic. The loy mistavish lechayovim momen and malchus bechiyai gavna kikimin sherotzel lechayvish neim. Fakert here bedavke. Rav Meir should hold that you only be mechayev one. They wanted to be mechayev shneim. Yeah. V'nire l'ri leforish. So the Ri wants to say a different shot. Rav Meir is talking about something else. Shlo Hashem and Mevil de Malkus, Mevil de Tashlumim, Klayma. Shat Tashlumim, not in the same posik that Tashlumim was written. Shat Tashlumim le nichtavu besamuch le Malkus. The Tashlumim were not written close to the Malkus. Dima yekosuv ba'isei posik atme, it would be written in the same posik. If it would say in the same pasuk, "Ozvaday havaminid avalei lav shenitik le'ese," so then it's a lav shenitik le'ese. La'yulke olov. That's what he means. I mean, if it would be in the same pasuk, so I would assume that's a lav shenitik le'ese. Avolato shenichtav rochik zemizem le'havi nitik le'ese. So that's what Rav Meir wants to say. So Rav Meir had a different problem. Maybe it's nitik less, and maybe you're not like it. The Kedei Rishosei Bechlal didn't bother him. No, he had a different problem. Maybe it's nitik less. So he says, good, if it'll be in the same posuk, I would say it's nitik less. But it's two different places, so it's not nitik less. So now Tosfos seems to be saying that the guidelines of Nitik Lesser have to be in the same pasuk as Nitik Lesser. Leisa Sichel Vanoisa, he should burn it. It's the same thing. If it'll be in the same pasuk, be Nitik Lesser. The Tosfos Gzeil is also Nitik Lesser, and it's not in the same pasuk. I don't love the gzeila, the chosho, nitik lesa, big basa, the makas, bishulu, a chakan, avo gav desa, the vheshev is a gzeila, like siv, eitzo, lav, the lesig zo. The es is not written by the lav, so you see that's not mitnoye, lav, a nitik lesa, it has to be written next to it. The hosom vade al kochacho nitik lesa, shrei oike gzeila, mitachas yodoi, there be mitzias, he's misakin the lav by being oikel the lav. I mean, the lav was stealing. By returning it, he's oikel what he did. So memela, so there, even though it's in a different mokim, but that's zicha atikun on the lav, because he's oikel what he had done. Avol kod vasisom leikasher zoman eina oikel halav de leisane. But the lav is loisana edes sheker. By giving him money, you're not oike the edes sheker. By deish on the oisim loikashes omen eini neker edus. You're not oike the edes by giving money. Elo ayideish huzam. What's oike the edes? Azom is oike the edes. That means he said edes sheker. And the edes is an edes shel kayomet. And Kozman, you're not mazimim davis is an edish al kayoma. When you're mazimim, that's mevatel davis. So the lav that he had done becomes nisbatel nekar to the hazoma, not to him. Not sometimes he gives him money, they're good and well and fine, but that's not oiker the lav. So it's exeris akosev, it's not the classic. So to say it's exeris akosev, the Torah wrote it in the same posik, that the Torah means it's not the classic. He says, Rab Shloime said, Amoyre de Kevot. Rab Shloime said as follows. A lav has two purposes. One purpose of the lav is, if there's an oynish haguf, so this is the Azor, ein oynshim el kein mazirin. That means that let's say you have a Mrs. Besen. So that's the Einish Shamanu Azore Minayim. So there's a Azore. That means the Torah will never give an Einish Aguf without an Azore. So that's a Yisod. But if the purpose of the Lav is to be Azore for the Einish Aguf, then you can say, oh, you have to get Malkus for the Lav. No. The Lav was written extremely to be an Azore for this Einish Aguf. Then you don't get Malkus. If there's no Einish Aguf involved, and the Torah wrote a Lav, then the Lav, the Einish of the Lav is Malkus. So Memele, so Rameya said like this, that if the Loisane, that means if Einshei Momen would need an Azore also, there'd be a Klal by Momen, you also need Azore, you can't give an Einish Momen without Azore. So then, I would say that the loisane is azore for vasisim loikasher zomam. It's azore for that. So maybe you wouldn't get malchus. The loisane was written to be mazir, because I'm going to give an oynish. Ein oynishim el mekein mazirin. But since an oynish momen does not need a hazore, so in this case, when they were made an edis momen, you don't need a hazore and the einish momen. So now in this case, I can give malkes. In this case, I can give malkes on the lav, because the lav is not needed for hazore and the einish momen. Then Taisi says, Nachavot. Rav Shlomo says, Nachavot. that's tamazay a yisod. I'm telling you that an einish mammon doesn't need azor. But oi, the ramei and nachkele azor la kasha zomim yikol yisod yishmu v'yirov le yisipu kedabini pei kama de makis. And kasha zomim, I feel an einish mammon would need azor. But the azor of kasha zomim is le yisipu way, that's the azor. Shima yotzorich loisan, so bemeel, so that's what ramei say. Shima yotzorich Loisan Lazarus Momin Osloy Hoy Loikal of the Michad Lav Levinshina Lay Momin and Malkis. If I would need it for the Azores Momin, I would never get Malkis for it. But since one of the two, either an Azores Momin doesn't need an Einish Momin doesn't need a Azore, or Bechlal Rameya had another Azore for Kasher Zomam, so therefore So loy Hashem, maybe they malchus, maybe they tashlumim. That means I don't need this love in order to be mechayvim tashlumim, because tashlumim doesn't need azor. So then I can give malchus. Now let's see the Tosfos Yeshanim. Tosfos Yeshanim elaborates a little better. Because the mashber kama de malchus. Ahid this nan miiden ono beish pleini shechayiv malchus mem. They said that Yena was chayiv. The two Adam said the Reuben ate Nevela, so he's Chayiv Malchus. Is Rameya says Loikim Shmoine, so we'll give you a Mazim the Adam, they'll get 80 Malchus. Echod Mavasisim Kasha Zoma, they were Machayiv Yena Malchus. The Echod Miloisane, they were Loisane, and then Vasisim Loikim. Bechachomim Moimim, ain't Soifik Elo Mem. Bon said you only get Mem. Verabonon hai loisane my of the why mem? There's vasisim and there's loisane. Mi boy lay lazores eidim zaimimim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? I need the loisane, that's the azor. You're giving them an einish aguf of malchus. Vasisim lay here is an einish aguf. You give them an einish aguf and einishim came azirim. She need the loisane to be an azorim. For has to be azore for the einish aguf. Ve'rab Meir azore nafkum call yisol yishmo v'yiro mashme. The ilav kro achine la'azore. But what would be according to Rab Meir? We're talking to Rab Meir. Rab Meir says you get 80 malchus. Why do you get 80 malchus? Because the azore of asisim loy is loyosif. So therefore. The Azore, the Rameya, the Gemara says, Azore, Rameya says, you like out Loisane, and you like out Vasisim. So the Gemara says, why? Because the Azore Vasisim is Loyosif. Loyosifoi. So Memele, but Azore, not let me even call you so you Yishmo. Mashme de'ilav krachin el Azore. I wouldn't say this Loyosifo according to Rameya. Mi loisane lahaven shini le trei malchus. You wouldn't get twice malchus because loisane would be the azore for vasisim loy. So Rameya says very good Rameya. So Rameya hevu before I'm so just like the Gemara says over there when this loikish meinim. So Rameya had to explain how is it loikish meinim. So he explained because there's azore for vasisim and now I have a loisane. So here also he had explained that I'm saying you like him Mishalim, but there's a problem. How can you be like him Mishalim? I need the love for the Tashlumim. So he had to say, Lay Hashem and maybe the Malkas, maybe the Tashlumim. Ula Rabbonon. Af al gav to the Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, we just said before, an Oynish, the Bishleim by Malkas, they said you're not like Ishmoinim because you need the loisane for the Azor of Asisim. But by Momin Taka, why aren't you like out the loisane? By Momin we don't need Azor, I just said over. Rabbon Afal gav loisane leitzorich lazor as Momin. Mekomakim in the loike mishalem mishom kedei rishose. Because by Momin and Malkus is a different cheshbon. Leloki Rabbonu k'shemiyidin shu ben grusha deleke kasha zomam. So then there's no kasha zomam. Va'afal gav loisan alav shem bei maise. How could you summons be like on loisan? There's a whole bunch of problems. It's ain't bei maise. Ba'oi denit lazores Mrs. Bezen. And then alav shem is also Mrs. Bezen. B'chal yinad loike. Ahochi go liko deloki v'oyim bina koi sarosh. Fine. Zok teis vizvaita. Michdei k'siv Fasisam loy kasher zoma. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Loi said that the feirish ripsa teire eidim zoymemim litashlumim. What's the beferish ripsa teire? Says Fasisam loy, why do you need yad biyad? Oh, yad biyad is coming to tell us that you pay momen. But we need miyad liyad. Vileka le meima. This means to say, vileka le hakshes mistomer. The loma liyad biyad. Why do you need yad biyad to tell me that you chayiv mamin to masis like kasha zomam mash behed ye mamin to chmeisha yiraitzel lechayiv mamin ken yischayiv loy mamin? I mean, why do you need that? It says enough in the pasuk. The Torah said clearly basisem loy kasha zomam lasis loachib. So if they want to be mechayiv him mamin, so they have to pay mamin. Why do you need a new gilui of yad biyad? So Taisu says, no, you think you need a new post. The matzino lemeim, but the kashazoma mayri b'misa malkis. I could say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds kolecha dike momen and malkis milka lokim amayna loy mishalim. So I could say, yes, you have a posik vasisam loy. That's when there's no stira to kederi shosoy. That kashazoma speaking about misa malkis, and then it's b'misa malkis. Avo b'momen. But if they wanted to be mechayev him momin, then the din is milke loki mamoyne loy mishalim. That should have been according to Rabbi Yochanan. That means that this seder of milke loki mamoyne loy mishalim should be a gilui that the vasisam loy is not speaking about momin. It's only speaking about einish aguf. But by einish momin, then the din is milke lokim amayin aloy mishal. That's why he says that, but it says yad biyad. Now what is yad biyad coming to tell us? Yad biyad is coming to tell us, tabanit miyad liyad, did you pay, they pay momin? So if I can't say, here's a gilui that amayin mishal amilke loy lokim. Umiyul kosher, lishnet demichdei ksi vasisem loy. Yad biyad lomali. The mashma, the mi yiture, the lay itzterich legufeyu the mapikle. Now Taisa says like this. Taisa says, let's learn the Gemara Elach. The Gemara says that means, let's learn Elach the Gemara. The Gemara would seem to say as follows. That means I could learn yad biyad as follows. That if they said that Reuven chopped off Shimon's hand, you chop off their hand. That's how I could learn shot. Yad biyad. They said you have to chop off Reuven's hand, so you chop off their hand. That's how I could learn shot. So the Gemara says, so why do you need the pasuk? It says Vasisam lekashezamam lasis lochit. It says whatever they wanted to do, you do. So why do you have to say yad biyad? Why do you have to be repetitious? You just said whatever they wanted to do, you do to them. So Memela, they wanted to give him Malkus, you give them Malkus. They wanted to chop off his hand, you chop off their hand. That's Vasisim like Kashlom Alaslov. So why do you have to say Vasisim, and they wanted to chop off his hand, you chop off their hand. It's, you don't have to say that. So it's a raya yad biyad means no, not that you chop off their hand, davanitim yad liyad. They pay momen. So that's the Ivrin, the Gemara. So that means if we learn the Gemara Elach, the Gemara is saying as follows. That means, between you and me, I could say yad biyad also doesn't mean momen. I could say yad biyad means you chop off their hand, because they wanted to chop off his hand. But if that would be the case, so I don't need yad biyad. It says vasisam lekashu somam lasis lochit. So therefore, mikoyach hayito, is ois gespalt, and yad biyad means something else. That's even the gmamich deksi, vasis mekashom, yad biyad lomali. Now, let's say ois of any, what Taisa is going to ask. So Taisa says, Abid, let me ask you a merdik akashi. What is the din? Let's forget about Eidim Zaymimim. What's the din? If they said Eidis, that Reuben chopped off Shimon's hands, what's the din? So let's learn perikachoivu. You don't chop off Reuben's hand, you pay money. So yad biyad cannot mean on yito. On yit, I feel wouldn't say vasisim lekasha zomalas islochim. It would say yad biyad. So what does yad biyad mean? They said that Reuven chopped off Shimon's hand, so you have to do the same thing to them. Now what did they want to do to Reuven? They didn't want to chop off Reuven's hand. You learn pay kachayvo. You see, if Reuven chopped off Shimon's hand, he has to pay for a yad. That's what Reuven. So they wanted him to mechayev Reuven the meyer yad. So it says yad be yad. They'll have to pay the meyer yad to Reuven. So why do you need this whole cheshbon? The Gemara would seem nitazai. From our Gemara would seem the whole hechrich that we have that it's speaking about momin is because it's miyuta. It can't be another pasuk to tell me you chop off the hands, because I know you chop off the hands. So it has to be momin. It can't be chopping off the hands, because by a chayvel, Reuven, you'll never chop off Reuven's hand if they said Eidus that Reuven chopped Shimon's hand. Reuven is only mechuyev de meyer yad, so then mechuyev de meyer yad. That's Tosfos Kash. Now, miu kosher. Lishne, the mechdei ksiv asisam lo yad biyadomi. The mashmi de miyiturim. The lo yitzrich legufe. I don't need to tell me you chop off their hands. Who the mapiklei. Vafilu loy miyata. Yad biyad mash mishapir moment. Yad biyad has to mean moment. If you learn perik achoybo. The lekel of rusha yad biyad mamish. The Gemara is a whole sugya in the beginning of a chayv. How do you ayin tachas ayin doesn't mean mamish? So it's a whole sugya differently mudim that it doesn't mean mamish. It means the may ayin tachas ayin. So memele, so yad be yad al kochach has to mean the may yad for the may yad. They wanted to be mechayv. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. V'hoid od koma gabi chayvul b'chaveroi. Can you know send boy lomoli? The Gemara says, kasha osa can you yosele. It says, can you know send boy lomoli? Davosh yesh boy nesina my new moment. So the Gemara brought a raya that is a chiv moment by choival from you know send boy. So let's learn the Gemara also elach. It says, can you yosele? So ye yosele means what? Yosele. You chop off his hand. Can you know some boy? You pay. So from Chayvul b'chaveiro, I see you pay. Can you know some boy? Lomay davnit miyad liyad. Am I near mommy? Fine. So the makor that Chayvul pays mommy is from you know some boy. Amen. Good. I agree with you. Hanimi lehecha. The layasru bay. This is the whole makor that you pay money. Can you know some boy? It says, can you yosa? So yosa means mamish. Can you know some means mommy? So hanimi lech leyasru bay mechi yinosa bay nafke b'hachoyvel take nezek and you pay nezek v'loy mikasher osa, not from ken yosa bay kash osa ken yosa bay. So forget, you're right, the makor that you pay momin by choyvel is from ken yinosa bay. So good, so I know there's a chiyuv moment that you don't chop off a hand. Aval heicha da'asru be'eim the milkeloki. But we have another problem over here. We have a problem that Yochanan said when you have malchus and moment, then you get malchus. So memele, so how do you know when asru be also pay moment? V'nire leri da'ach sugya osi keman de mafi kosom. Ayin tachas ayin momen mikro diyad biyad. That means like this. There's a sugi in the beginning of Perik HaChoyvul that is asking a pertinent question. It says ayin tachas ayin. Does that mean you have to take out, when Reuven took out Shimon's eye, you have to take out Reuven's eye? That's the shail in the Gemara. And there's a multitude of drushes to prove it means the may ayin tachas ayin. Fine. One of the rayas that it means d'mei ayin tachas ayin, there's one man, the Yomar, that says, you know how it means d'mei ayin tachas ayin? I'll prove it to you from Eidim Zaymimim. Why? Because by Eidim Zaymimim it says, yad tachas yad. Now, what is pshat by Eidim Zaymimim yad tachas yad? If you're going to tell me everything you translate literally, ayin tachas ayin, you take out an eye. So now, I'll ask you a kasha. It says, Vasisam loy kasha zomam lasis lochip. So now, you're telling me that when if a person is a choyvu, whatever he did, you do to him. So if they said that he chopped off, if they said that Reuven chopped off Shimon's hand, he chopped off Reuven's hand. That's what you're telling me. Fine, I'll buy that. Now, the Eidim Zoymim, it says, Vasisam loy kasha zomam. Fine. So what does that mean? That means you chop off their hand. Then it says, Yad tachas yad. So why do you have to say Yad tachas yad? So the yad tachas yad is extra. That means if we will assume that by choyvel you do what he did to Yenna, so then the yad tachas yad by Edim Zoymimim is miyuta. So from yad tachas yad, a kolchoch, it means davanit miyad liyad. So that's what it means. So now, so from the yad, so what does it mean? So from here I learn that they were Machayev Reuven not to chop off his hand, but they were Machayev Reuven to pay for a hand. So now yad tachas yad. Now davanitim yad, they have to pay the money they want to be Machayev Reuven. So this is one of the droshes in Perek HaChoivul to prove that by choivul bechaveiroi, the halacha is that the choivel pays and you not manish him. Because or else the yad tachas yad by them zoymimim would be miyuta. Because else, if it means you chop off a hand, so it doesn't have to tell me yad tachas yad. It says, v'sis moi kashu zoma lasas lochit. So from the yad tachas yad of edim zoymimim, from here I know that choivel b'chaveiroi is momen. That's how I know choivel b'chaveiroi is momen. And that's what I also know by them. Zoymimim is a moment. Now I know everything already. That means from the extra yad tachas yad, now I see that choyvul pays moment and Eidim Zoymimim pays moment. That's the yad tachas yad, the meyad tachas yad. So, nalati loshna, nearly the haksug yose, keman the mapi, kosamai tachas hai moment, mikro the yad, biyad, behind the karma, michdeik si vasi. So, male is very good agamor. Agamor is bringing down this brush. Michdeik si vasi, some like kashrazoma. Visal ke dai toch yad tachas yad mame, shimkein, yad biyad beidim zoimim lomeli. Mikashrazoma nafke. Yad to yad biyad. The midrash davar niten miyad liyad avli lo yiyad have a mini yad biyad mamish. So now it's very good. Taisus that has the kasha on yiter. It has to be moment because the machayev him moment. So Taisus says no. The only mekher the machayev him moment is because yad biyad is miyuta. So that's coming to tell us that not that you have to chop off his hand, not you chop off their hand, but it means moment. So the whole mekher sai by choyvul. And say by Edim Zoymim that you pay Momin, you know from Yad B'Yad. And that's one man the Yom on Mesechtes Baba Kamen HaChoyvul. Is Choyvul B'Chaveirim, Ichdei Ksiv Kashos Ken Yosli. The Mashme Momin, Ki the Uchichim B'Yitur the Yad B'Yad. Now, we know already that by Choyvul you pay Momin. In Kain, Kain, Yinosim Boi, Lo Moli. Volekel Amein, Meda Osa, Leichab, Leyas, Rebe, De Miyad B'Yad, Navke. So now everything is good. So the Yenosem boy, the extra posik by Choyvul is coming to tell us of the Asru Bey. Mi holy kashle meitzach kasher osa. The Chayyid don't need the kasher osa either. Yad by Yad tells me, that by choyvul you pay momen baloy asrubay. Innocent boy tells me that by asrubay you also pay momen. Ein chanam et nishte kan lishum tzeh kedemrin en koparsha shenemre venishnes. Abol kein yinosen bay lo machosa vishon le shtay pomim. El aloy malach dobo hanitin miyad liyad leiche da asrubay. For what didn't have a motzila meima, the Gemara didn't have to bechlal bring the akasha osa. So, Bekitzel Taisus is just saying one word, that our sugi is going according to the Mandyoma Nachoivul, that the Makir of Momin by Chavole is from the Yad B'Yad that says by Edim Zaymim. And this drosh is only derived because if it means Yad B'Yad Mamish, then it's Miyuta. So from there we know that Yad B'Yad means mumim by Eidim Zoymimim, and from there we also know that Chayvul pays mumim. And now the Kenyan Nosenboy is coming to tell us, Afilu Asrubay, ye also pay mumim.